אתם עם SBS בעברית.
That's right. Her name is Marianne Schwartz. She celebrated her 98th birthday last weekend at Cabrini Malvern Hospital in Melbourne, where she'd spent the last 3 weeks with COVID-19. She got COVID-19 when a cleaner visited her home back in July, and she felt unwell the next day, and she got a test which was positive. But on the plus side now, she's fully recovered, and she had a test that confirmed that, and she was able to celebrate her birthday with a delicious birthday cake and be in touch, at least online, with her family members and her niece. So that's lovely, and she's looking forward to returning to her fully independent lifestyle. And in fact, she still normally drives a car at 98 years old, so she's quite an independent lady.
She didn't actually get sick. She wasn't a resident at Jewish care.
No, not there, but she did get quite sick for a couple of weeks, but she's been treated, had excellent care, and she's back in full health again. But yes, at that Jewish Care Victoria residential home in the suburb of Windsor, that situation is still very serious. There's the last update was there's 26 elders who have tested positive at the Hannah and Daryl Cohen family building, and also 17 staff members. The staff members are self-isolating at home. And unfortunately, one of the elderly residents passed away last week, which is very sad. Hopefully there won't be any more.
Yeah, it is very sad. We are talking to Shandy Ziadnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, there is official complaint from the Jewish community against the TV program The Project on Channel 10. Apparently, the project air accusations that Israel is behind the Beirut explosion.
Yeah, that's right. So this episode aired, I think, the night after the Beirut explosion. And during it, the project host, Waleed Ali, asked a Beirut-based photographer called Joel Sosa if explanations from Lebanese officials that the explosion was caused by ammonia nitrate were, quote, widely accepted by people there. And this Lebanese photographer replied, no, I would say 99% of the people I've spoken with in Lebanon, they all feel that's not necessarily the correct explanation. And in fact, he said, people are more likely to believe that this was an attack, a military attack, possibly by Israel, rather than an accident. And the project deleted this segment from their social media, but they stopped short of an apology. And the host, Waleed Ali, did not make any attempt to provide some balance during the interview, which was aired and watched by hundreds of thousands of viewers. The Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Peter Wertheim has written to the project and asked for an apology, and also specifically asked Waleed Ali to go on air and explain what happened and correct the situation. So far, the project has refused to do this.
Did they say why they refused to do it?
Well, there was a statement to the Jewish News where they said the project rejects the suggestion that there's any evidence the explosion in Beirut was a military attack, and they say that their show clearly stated that it was a tragic accident resulting from the mishandling of dangerous chemicals. However, this falls short of what the Executive Council of Australian Jewry would like.
Shane, a lady called Joy Balkin, she's probably known to many of our listeners. She worked tirelessly for the Sydney Jewish community for many years. She passed away.
Yeah, it's very sad. She was 95 and she devoted her life to supporting a number of causes over many, many years. Some of them supporting and helping the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Executive Council of Australian Jewry. Also, she worked and helped for more than 60 years the WITSO organisation, the Women's Jewish Group, also the Fund for Jewish Higher Education, and she was the first donor to help Nefesh Synagogue's new building project in Sydney. She was also awarded a Medal of the Order of Australia in 2011. So there was lots of tributes coming in from the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Alhadef, and also Peter Wertheim, who I mentioned before.
Somebody else passed away last week, and this is Rabbi Adin Steinsaltz. He died in Jerusalem at 83.
Yes, very sad too. He was an Israel Prize laureate, and he's credited with a revolutionary translation and commentary of seminal Jewish texts in a project that's been described as a once-in-a-millennium work. His crowning achievement was the 45-year project, that's how long it took, of translating in his mind the 1,500-year-old corpus of rabbinic Jewish law, a feat that saw Time magazine, no less, in 2001, declare him a once-in-a-millennium scholar.
He was an incredible scholar. He's compared to Rashi from the 10th century.
Yes, so at 83 years he passed away, and a lot of people around the Jewish world will be paying tribute to him.
Shane, before we go, coming back to Australia, what is the issue with scripture lessons in New South Wales?
Yes, so they're still happening, of course, but it was a bit concerning last week when the New South Wales Primary Principals Association released its positional paper, which recommends stopping scripture classes occurring at public schools in New South Wales within school hours. So they'd like to see it before school or after school. And their main reason is that with the curriculum so crowded already that teachers can't afford to have 30 to 60 minutes once a week for scripture or ethics classes. But BJE, New South Wales, which provides scripture classes for more than 2,000 Jewish students in New South Wales schools, has hit back at this. And they said such a move would send an unequivocal negative message that matters of faith and the values of multiculturalism are of minimal importance. And they also pointed to a landmark study done in 2018, which said that religious education has major psychological, mental health and well-being benefits. And it strengthens the multicultural fabric of society. So, hopefully this situation, the scripture will be able to continue as normal, and principals can realise that it's an important part of weekly school life.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much. Have a great week. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.